Hello, ladies and gentlemen. I am O'Brien McMahon, and this is a very special episode of People Business. I am joined today by a former guest and gentleman who's become a good friend, Jason Lauritsen. Jason, welcome back to the show.
I'm delighted to be here.
We have a special announcement to make, and I won't belabor the point. We are launching, as of today, an event for this summer geared towards HR leaders, helping them become better consultants to their business. And we're going to unpack that a little bit over the next 10 to 15 minutes, talk about how this came to be, what it is, what we're doing, why it's different, and why you may be interested in joining us for this event. Just a few basics. The event is called Designing Work for Humans, a People Business Summit. And it is an interesting opportunity for folks who are listeners of this show. You consume it virtually. And we were presented with an interesting opportunity back in the summer of 2023 to actually take our virtual audience and bring you all into the real world and do something meaningful, tangible, something that would improve you as a professional, improve your businesses, both from a profitability standpoint and from a people standpoint. And I reached out to Jason and said, hey, what do you think of this? And he said, yeah, I'm in. Let's rock and roll. After a lot of work, we have it ready to go, and we're excited to share with you today. So Jason, as we kick this thing off and start talking about this, let's start first with who this event is for.
That is important because this event is very specifically designed. It's one of the things I love about our process so far is that this is an event about design, but we're also practicing what we preach and using design to create it. And one of the first questions of design is, who are you designing for? And in this case, we are designing for the top HR leader, the top HR executive, CHRO, VPHR, whatever the top HR leader is, at organizations who have between 250 and 5,000 employees. So that kind of gives you a sense of the role and the size of organization. But if we peel back a little bit further, I think this event will be really excited for those HR leaders who, if you're listening to this and you identify as someone who is really passionate and cares very deeply about crafting a more human workplace, creating a more human future of work at your organization, because you know that is the future. You are seeking out skills and tools to help you make that happen with your team, or you know, how to lead your organization through that transformation. That's what this is about. So if you are at that level, you identify with that. And I think the other important thing is that this is an event for people who want to kind of roll up their sleeves and get into it. Somebody that wants to do real work and learn real skills that you can take back and apply right away and do that with peers from other organizations like that. This is your event. I think this is an important differentiator because this is not an event. This is not a conference for those of you that like to sort of use conferences to sit in the back of the room while someone's talking at you and catch up on emails. This is not for you. We are going to be, it's full contact the whole way through. So if you're ready to redesign the workplace and do some real work and meet your colleagues and build an awesome network, this is for you. This is who we designed it for.
Let's unpack a little bit more around what this actually is. So the event is going to be June 3rd and 4th, 2024. It's a Monday and Tuesday. When we were sitting down and designing this, we liked the idea of a two-day event. I think we've all been to one-day conferences where we sit there, we listen to people talk at us, and then we pack up, we go home, we go back to our lives. It's such a little blip that often by the time we get home, most of what we've consumed that day has been forgotten. And I think there's something really special when you can go someplace, immerse yourself in some content, and then have a chance to sleep on it, wake back up, get back into it, and get your hands dirty again. And I think we didn't want to extend it past what was appropriate, but we did want to create something that had enough gravitas to it that people are going to have to process and internalize the experience and really think about what we're trying to teach them. The other thing that I really like, I've been involved with some nonprofits in Chicago for several years now, geared towards experiential learning. And I've really seen the power that experiential learning can have. It's had a pretty profound impact on me. I wish I could go back and find a school that was experience-based, project-based learning. It just, one, it seems like more fun. And two, it really gets better results from the people who go through the experience. Because it's fun, you just want to engage with the projects and with the material in a different way. And in sitting down to design this, that's what we really wanted. We want people to show up to this. We want them to have fun, have something that's very unique to their day-to-day lives, and that pulls them through an actual process that applies the things that we are going to teach. And so Jason has already mentioned that we are teaching design. And you might think, well, I'm an HR leader. I don't need design skills. You know, that's more for the marketing team. But design isn't just about creating pretty product or pretty picture. It is about creating a better end result. And in this case, we want to apply design to the employee experience and really just to the workplace in general. How work gets done. That's what we're trying to think about here. We want to talk about a skill set that you as an HR leader can bring back to your workplace to solve any work problem, whatever it might be. In talking to some of our advisory board members who are CHROs, just like you or just like the attendees that we're targeting, one of the things that really came up is the future of HR being tied to this role as an internal coach, an internal consultant to the business. You are the experts on your people. You should be the ones at the table leading the process with a framework to solve whatever the business need is so that you're thinking about both profitability and the people. Jason, anything that you have to add as far as thinking about why we're doing this or why you were so excited to jump into the process?
And one of the things that we both, I think, immediately compelled us maybe a little bit towards this event and this design as a solution, I think, is that HR is getting more challenging. I mean, the reality of leading an HR organization today is it's always been challenging, but certainly with everything that's happening, everything that's changing, when we think about the fluidity of where and how work happens these days, when we think about the dynamics of how people and employees and their attitudes and opinions about work are changing, when we think about how quickly market forces shift economically and sort of how dynamic politics have become in shifting the realities we have to deal with. I mean, HR leaders have stuff coming at them at a pace and an intensity like never before. And so as we were thinking about this, we know there's a never-ending supply of content out there. You can watch probably a webinar about some topic to do with HR every hour, every day, all year. You can go to conferences and sit and have some expert talk at you about things all the time. But that's not really what you need, because the problem is that content, and some of it's good, and I participate in that. I create some of that content, so I know it's not all bad. There's some good stuff out there. The problem is a lot of these problems that come up are things you haven't seen before, or they're things that you weren't prepared for and that person doesn't have context for, right? Your unique situation's different. And so for me, one of the things that was really exciting about this is, you know, when I wrote my last book, Unlocking High Performance, there's a whole section in that book about design and design process, because design to me is kind of the super tool that HR leaders can have in their pocket, in their brain, in their hands. It's like it's better than a Swiss Army knife, because it literally can help you confront, to approach, to solve any problem that comes up, whether that's an employee experience problem, whether that's a benefits issue, whether that's a policy issue, whether it's a management or leadership challenge. Design is a process and a set of tools that can help you work through it. And so we're really optimistic and excited and bullish about the potential impact of this, because once you learn this design process, you can apply it to very literally any problem that arises as you are navigating and leading your organization forward. So I think super exciting, and the impact of it can be very, very immediate and very substantial for your organization.
Well, and to your point about applying it to any problem, I think that's one of the things that is making this fun for me to put together is that we're actually using the framework that we're going to be teaching at the event to create the event. So we're getting a little meta with it, but I think it's fun to actually go through and test out the process. Hopefully, people will come out of this not only having learned this, having put it into practice in the task that we're going to give them during this event, but also seeing the results of a design process. And we'll talk a little bit at the event about what went into creating the event and what went into creating some of the moments that we're going to be putting together for the event to hopefully give people even just more reinforcement that this stuff can really be applied to any problem. So we're going to be teaching design. We've talked about this a lot. What is design to you, Jason? And what is the basic framework that we're going to be talking about in June?
When I discovered design as this idea or process, it was a revelation to me. What I discovered is that design was kind of how my brain operated. I just didn't recognize that there was this process. When people talked about design, you mentioned it earlier, we think about websites and logos and PowerPoint slides, and we don't think about that this is actually a process to go from we have a problem to solve for someone or some group of people, and there's a process to help you do that really effectively. And that's what design is. And so when I was writing my book, I wanted to use or provide a very simple framework to help people approach the process. Because obviously there's probably hundreds of books written about design process and design thinking and all the rest. But I wanted a simple process that could help people sort of quickly understand what it is, and it was approachable and something you can get in. And so the process that I think does that most eloquently and efficiently is the double diamond design process, or the 4Ds. This was created by the Design Council in the UK. It's incredible. It boils down to basically there's 4Ds. It's very tangible in terms of steps. It starts with discovery, which is really about doing your research, doing your homework, learning about not just the problem you're trying to solve, but who you're trying to solve it for. And then the second D is define, which is then taking and really defining really getting clear about what the problem is and what success looks like. Third D is develop, which is where you do the fun stuff that we tend to think of in innovation and design, which is when you get to kind of brainstorm and come up with all kinds of different solutions that might work or might be the answer. And then you move from develop into deliver, which is when you start to evaluate, vet, and test those different potential solutions to actually identify which seem to have the greatest impact, and then how you roll those out and deploy that to the people that you're solving this problem for. And so 4Ds, what we're doing is we're actually building the event around these 4Ds. We're going to have you'll see it actually in the agenda, you'll notice it right away. But when you show up at the event will happen in sort of 4 acts, if you will, if you're a drama person or theater person, 4 acts. Each of those acts around each of the D will bring an expert to the table to teach you some tools about each of these processes and some things that you can actually use and practice. And then we're going to actually use it. We're going to do it. And so I'm super excited about it. Design will transform your impact. If it's new to you, I'm so excited for you. If you know design, this will be an opportunity to really go deeper, roll up your sleeves, and really do some good work. So I'm pretty pumped about it.
Yeah. And I am as well. And we've talked a little bit about this project. You know, it's project-based learning, it's experiential learning. And just to share a little bit more about that, because I think this is, the more things that we can get to kind of all fit together in a nice cohesive unit here, the more fun this is for me. The more layers we can stack into this, the more fun it's going to be. We are actually going to partner with a local nonprofit here in Chicago. We are working with them right now to come up with an actual business challenge that they are facing. And we are going to task our groups to come up with solutions to that problem. And so these are These aren't just normal nonprofits. These are nonprofits who are focused on experiential learning themselves. So they actually know design. They know the power of design. They use it every day. And they are designing for students, for underserved students and communities in the Chicagoland area. So we talk about this being applicable to any problem. And Jason, you mentioned that one of the issues with conferences is that they come in and what's being spoken to them a lot of the time isn't relevant. But what we want to do differently here is we did this on purpose because we want to get attendees kind of out of their comfort zone. We want them to take their corporate hat off for a second and just learn this as a skill set. And throughout, we're going to sprinkle in time throughout the event, throughout these four acts or four modules to reflect back on the business and back on a problem that you actually are facing day to day. But we wanted to design this in a way where we can show you the application, show you the transferability, give you something that's meaningful, that actually has a tangible impact on the community, and, you know, that's really doing some good. So hopefully this checks a lot of boxes for people. Build the skills, translate the skills, do good in the community, have a good time, build community amongst HR leaders who are like-minded. I think it's hopefully it's a win-win-win-win for everyone.
Yeah. And if it doesn't sound appealing yet, I don't know what else we can do other than I'll add a couple things on that. We're also being extraordinarily intentional about the fact that, number one, this is an exclusive event. There's only 150 tickets we're going to sell. So it's going to be size confined. So no more than 150. And those 150 will be pre-vetted to be your peers. So when I talked earlier about who is this for, that's who's going to be there. So it will be your peers that you'll be connecting with. And we're designing time very intentionally into the event for you to make some friends and make some connections, make that easy for you to leave with a bigger network. And then we didn't even talk about the fun stuff that's happening. You mentioned 2 days. Do you know what happens when you have a 2-day event, O'Brien? Is that means you have an evening in between. What are we going to do in the evening?
Well, so I was thinking about that. We didn't mention where we're doing this event. For those who are in Chicago, you are probably familiar with Second City. For those of you who are not in Chicago, you may be familiar with Second City. It is the improv comedy troupe that has produced more Saturday Night Live cast members than any other place. They actually have a part of their business where they teach companies skills using improv. And so they have a whole facility built here in Chicago where they do that. We are going to take one of their stages at that facility. We're going to have the event there. So that'd be just a cool vibe and some cool history. And then we're going to have a performance by Second City actors that night to show you maybe another take or twist on design as well. And for those who have not been to Second City, it is a great time every time. I have never been to a show where I didn't almost fall off my chair laughing. So it'll be a good way to decompress between 2 days of kind of heavy immersion and content. Also a great way to connect with others over dinner and laughter. There's a great rooftop restaurant there called Utopian Tailgate. So we're going to have some meals there. We're going to get to see the show just for our group. And we're going to make sure that we have a good time while learning some good skills.
It's going to be awesome. I hope you join us.
So Jason, where I'm sold, for anybody else who is as well, where can they go to find out more about this and to register?
The event website is designingworkforhumans.com, designingworkforhumans.com. Once you get there, there will be a button on the website, very visible button. There's lots, actually, it's not just a button. I don't want to mislead you. There's pictures and lots of words and all kinds of things on there, but there's a button that says apply. And that's another thing that's a little bit unique about this event is you can click the apply button. You can't actually just directly buy a ticket because, as we said, this is an exclusive event for senior HR leaders at certain size companies. And so if that's you, you just need to click apply. If you're interested, fill out a simple application form where you just tell us a little bit about you and your organization. And then we will be back to you immediately within a day or so to give you an approval. and provide instructions for how to buy your ticket and some other information.
And for those who are wondering, not to leave you hanging on the price, the event is going to cost $1,950, so $1,950 for folks who sign up. But the early bird, which I believe is running until April 1st, is going to be $1,700 for folks who want to get in on that. And we can provide some hotel information for those who are traveling in from out of town and answer any other questions that you have as well. We are both very excited. We spent a lot of time and energy on this. We think this is going to have a really big impact for the folks who attend. And I just personally think that HR is in such a unique position to take advantage of this kind of a skill set. I think with everything that is changing in the world, the world always changes, right? It is always changing. It has always changed. It will continue to change. But it definitely feels like we are in a position now where some of the changes that are happening are going to be monumental changes, whether it's tightening labor market, whether it's a shift in demographics and what the color and makeup of this country looks like, whether it's AI and what new technology is going to bring and how that's going to revolutionize work. There's all of these big things kind of coming to a head at the same time here. And I think HR is uniquely positioned as the experts on the people in the workplace to know what the people need, what they want, how to recruit them, motivate them, align them, get the right people on the bus, headed in the right direction. And then to use this to also make that work more profitable and a better experience for people. I just think HR is perfectly primed to be this kind of internal consultant to move organizations into the future. And so I'm very excited to pull this off. We're going to have a lot of fun and I hope you'll join us. Go to designingworkforhumans.com and submit your application and we'll be in touch.
See you in June.